more to the story than you and I ever will know. You know, I'm not a scholar, and I'm not none of these things. And when I get to heaven, I believe most scholars are going to be wrong. If they got it right, we got something wrong. Because God's smarter than we are, right? So if they got it all, if they's a man's got it all figured out, when we get to heaven, we all in trouble. So we don't all have it figured out, but we all do know this, that the Bible's real. It's true, it's infallible, it's inerrant, and it is the Word of God tonight. And I preached this morning that he is continuing to write that story, and that we don't know the rest of the story, but we know that he is writing our story. So tonight I want to look at Job, and Job would be one that would tell you tonight that he didn't know a lot of things, but he knew some things. And tonight as I come to you as your pastor, I don't know a lot of things, but I do know some things. And Brother Hagin, tonight, you said that we was talking there, and we're talking about knowing some things. I'll never forget talking about the gas business. I was sitting over there at Rend, Mississippi. Me and old D-Dub, old Donald Wayne Haltsey and Bradley Blaylock, we was sitting over there in this middle of the summer. We done went and got us a piece of that old fried chicken. And we backed up to that storage tank, and we had hit our trucks back there. Y'all don't never do that at work. We'd hit them trucks, and we was sitting there chewing on that chicken. And we said, boy, we're having a good time, ain't we? We said, we're having a ball. And all of a sudden, a little white pickup pulled up, and it was Mr. Larry Scott. He was our boss. And old D-Dub, you just got to know Donald Wayne Hulsey. He said, hey, what about there, Mr. Larry? And he said, I don't know it. He said, ain't selling no gas this time of year, are we? He said, you ain't going to sell none sitting here. That's all he said. Nothing out of the way. Nothing out of the way. But we knew what that meant. That meant we need to get busy. When he left, D-Dub said, what do y'all think we should do? I said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting my truck and I'm getting out of here. So I don't know about y'all tonight, but I'm going to get my Bible and we're going to get out of here. We're just going to preach a little bit and we're going to go on to the house. Job chapter number 1, verse number 7. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And I want to preach a little subject tonight that God's laid on my heart. Hast thou considered? Hast thou considered? The Bible says in Job chapter number 1, verse number 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Father God, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you tonight as I stand behind this sacred desk. I don't know everything. Never will know. I don't have all the answers and never will have. But as Job said, there's one thing I know, and I know this, that my Redeemer liveth. And Father God, at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is that you're on the throne and you're calling people home. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Bless this congregation. When we walk out of here tonight, I pray we understand. Hast thou considered? I love you and I thank you. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hast thou considered? As you come here tonight and you read this text, the Lord asked Satan a question. It kind of just blows my mind away that he didn't ask Job a question. Job never was on trial here. Job never was brought to the throne room on trial. And it never was about Job, but it was about God and Satan. And when he got here, he asked him a question. The Lord asked Satan the question, hast thou considered? Hast thou considered, O Job? Hast thou considered, O Job? And as I read that this week, who am I more than Job? Who am I compared more than Job? And God may say, have you considered my servant BJ? Or have you considered my servant Hagin? Or have you considered my servant Jake? And tonight I want you to know we're not above God asking Satan, have you considered us? And tonight I ask myself a question, why would the Lord allow Satan to have so much control in such a man's life? And as I think about that tonight, there's three areas I want to look at why God gave Satan that much control in old Satan's life. Do you know tonight if Satan has any control in your life, it's because God's allowed it. Hey, to a believer tonight, it's because God allowed it in your life. Hey, he's still in control. He's still on the throne. Hey, but tonight as we get here, I see this. And old Satan said, yes, I have considered old Job. Hey, but you've got a hedge around him. You got a hedge around him, and if you'll remove that hedge, he will curse you to your face. That's what he told the Lord. He said, if you'll remove that hedge, and you'll take the blessings, and you'll take everything that old Job's got, he'll curse you to your face. Folks, can I say to you tonight that God knew Job's heart, and he knew what old Job would do, and he said, have you considered my servant Job? Tonight I would ask you a question. If you lost everything you had, would you curse God? If you lost everything you had tonight, would you curse God? If you got, amen, out of the mouth of babes, he said no. Listen tonight. And he asked, they said, that hedge is around him. And he said, he'll curse you to your face. And the Lord God Almighty said, okay, here we go. What about if this week he said, okay, Brother BJ, here we go. Here we go this week, and there's going to be a test that comes your way this week. There's going to be a trial that comes your way this week. And I want to show you three things in the Word of God that God was showing here to Job. The battle was between God and Satan. It never was about Job. The battle was between God and Satan, and it never was about Job. Can I say to you this afternoon, the battle's never been about you. The battle's always been between good and evil. The battle's always been against God and Satan. You know what Satan wants? He wants your soul. He wants your life. He wants your testimony. He wants your Bible. He wants your church. He wants your family. He wants everything that you hold dear to you is what old Satan wants tonight. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to kill your family. And he wants to turn your family against you. Hey, but God's not that way tonight. Oh, no, God's not that way. You know what he wants to do? He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. And he wants to see what's going on the inside tonight. And in chapter number 1, I want to show you in verse number 12, if you'll turn with me there tonight. We're just going to flip through the book of Job. We'll be brief and we'll go on to the house. But number 1 tonight, there's a great battle for his faith. And you see this in the text tonight in verse number 12. Hast thou considered? It was a great battle for his faith tonight, for the faith that Job had tonight. Look what he says in verse number 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he said, I want you to stop, look, and listen to this. He said, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And as you've read Job many a times, you know what's going to go on here. There was a great battle for his faith that had took place for here. And God allowed that battle to come forth. Number one tonight, I want you to know, all that he hath was in the power of Satan. He said, I give you everything that he has that you can do what you want to with tonight. What about this week if God told old Satan, he said, whatever you want to do with him, you just have your way in his life. What would happen in your life tonight? Boy, I thought about that this week. Hey, there's a lot of times we have a battle for our faith, don't we? There's a lot of things come against us tonight, and we think, Lord God, what are you doing? What's going on? Why, if you're the God that you say you are, why is all this coming my way? Friends, tonight I want you to know there's a battle for your faith tonight, and a faith that can't be tested, it cannot be trusted tonight. If your faith can be tested and it'll stand that test of time, I want you to know tonight that faith that you had can be trusted. Friends, tonight as we look into the Word of God, in verse number 14 it says, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And he said when he went there, I want you to get this. Look what he says in 15. And the Sabins fell upon them and took them away. Yea, he hath slain the servants with the edge of the sword, that only I have escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and only I am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and only I am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they were dead. And am I only escaped to tell thee? I'd say to you that great battle of his faith when he had took that power and put it into Satan's hand. Let me give you this. He lost his oxen. Hey, I want you to know Job had lost his oxen. Job had lost his sheep. Job had lost his cattle. camels. Job has lost his servants, and Job had lost his 10 children. I don't know about you, but if there's a man ever lost anything and he ought to cuss God to his face, I'd say it'd be old Job. Hey, we ain't never lost nothing like old Job's lost. Hey, there was a time in Job's life he was setting up, he was having a heyday, if you would. Everything he had anything he wanted, but it come a time in his life that old Satan wanted him. Satan wanted to sift him and see what could happen. And I want you to know it was God that initiated that conversation. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him? And there was a battle that took forth for his faith. In the world we live in right now, I want you to know that old Satan is battling for your faith right here and right now. He's wanting you to quit. He's wanting you to get out. He's wanting you to give up. Hey, but I want you to know this afternoon, hey, you and I need to get the quit off the table. There's no reason for us to quit. There's no reason for us to get out. There's no reason for us to give up. Hey, we got a God in heaven that we need to serve tonight, and we need to stand on that. No matter what comes your way this week and it battles your faith this week, you stand strong in the face of adversity. You stand strong tonight. You stand on that word of God, and you realize tonight, if you're a child of God tonight, anything comes your way, it's just a battle from old Satan, and you can defeat it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Hey, but I want you to get this. He lost his oxen. He lost his servants. He lost his children. He had 10 children that he lost. Friends, he lost every one of them, and they died. And you say, did he get an old pitiful me party? He never did that. I want you to look at what Job did. You're talking about somebody that knew that the story was still being written. Friends, tonight, we're going to go through things. I wished I could tell you that it's going to get better. Hey, but I got to tell you the truth tonight. It ain't going to get better. It's just going to get a little worser. Hey, but I got good news tonight. There's going to come a day. He's going to step out of them heavens. He's going to step on this earth. And I want you to know he's going to have his way. And I thank God for that tonight. But he said there's a great battle for his faith. He said, preacher, what would you have done if you lost everything you had? Would you come in on Sunday morning if you lost your family and still preach? I got to be honest. I don't know what I would do. But I pray tonight that I'd have enough strength and enough faith from the Holy Ghost to stand behind this sacred desk and preach, thus saith the word of God. Amen. Hey, we don't know what we're going to face tomorrow, but we do know this. He said, have thou considered? Have you considered what you would do tomorrow if you lost it all? Have you considered what you would do tomorrow if you lost it all? If you lost everything you had and you had nothing, you had to beg and borrow, would you still be in the house of God? That's a good question. That's what the Lord's been impressing on my heart. If I lost it all, everything I got was taken from me, and I had nothing left, would I still serve God? Do I serve God for what He gives me? Or do I serve God for what He saved me? Friends, tonight I want you to know I don't serve Him for what I got. I serve Him because He saved me. Folks, this afternoon, I want you to get this. I'm just excited about this, if you ain't, can't tell. Man, I thank God tonight. And when He saved me, I had nothing. I didn't grow up with that silver spoon in my mouth. Hey, we didn't have a plastic spoon half the time. Can I get an amen? Friends, I know what it is to have nothing. I know what it is to know nothing. I know them things in my life, and I know what it is to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you couldn't get what you wanted tomorrow, would you still serve God tomorrow? If you couldn't get what you wanted, you couldn't buy what you wanted, you couldn't get what you wanted, and you could not do nothing else, would you still serve God tomorrow? There's a battle for your faith going on. He said, preacher, you think I could lose it all? You could. You're not promised to keep it. Preacher, you think I could lose all my fortune? You could. You ain't promised to keep it. Preacher, you think my 401k could go under? It sure could. Do you think my millions would last? Oh, it sure could go away. Do you think my health could get bad? It sure could. Hey, friends, tonight I want you to know there's only one thing secure in a man's life, and that is Christ Jesus. Let me just get on. He said there he lost his oxen, he lost his sheep, he lost his camels, he lost his servants, he lost his children. And Job lost it all. But look what he says here in verse number 20. Boy, this right here, this excites me. He lost it all. There was nothing left. He lost it all. Not partial, all. He didn't have 9 kids left, Brother Keith. He had 0 kids left. He didn't have 9 left. He had 0 left. He lost it all. Brother Eric Cruth lost it all, nothing left. You say, where do you find Job at? Look at Job chapter number 1 and verse number 20. Then Job arose. He got the news what was going on. Then Job arose. He rent his mantle or his robe, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshiped. and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, neither did he charge God foolishly. You know what that means? Oh, Satan said, you take everything he's got and he'll cuss you to your face. That means he didn't cuss him. That means he didn't cuss him. He didn't blaspheme God. He didn't cuss God. He didn't go back on what he had told God he would do. Hey, when it's a heyday and everything's going good, everybody wants to follow God. Can I get a witness? Let a little something happen in your life. Get what you don't like in church. You don't get it your way. You don't get it the way you want it. And guess what? You'll go to another church or you'll walk down the road. Hey, I'm just going to preach for a little while. Let me out with y'all. Hey, you don't get like you like, you go. You know when you don't get what you like and you go or you don't do and it's about you, you quit being about him and it's become all about you. It's become all about you. Well, I don't like. Well, that's the problem is I don't. I don't like. It ain't never been about me. It ain't never been about you. It's been all about him. Hey, if we miss that, we miss the mark. You see, Job lost it all. He didn't put his kids. He didn't put his oxen. He didn't put his house. He didn't put his family. He didn't put nothing before God. All he did was he said, hey, God, I'm yours. He said, naked I came in. He realized when he came in, he didn't have nothing. And he realizes when he goes out, he's not going to have nothing. You know what you'll take to heaven? The only thing's going to be laid up over yonder is the treasures you did for God Almighty over yonder. And that soul will be laid up over yonder. That name that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friends, I want to tell you, if I can tell you anything, that great battle of your faith is to get you out of the way and to get me out of the way, get I out of the way, and get God in the way. Put God right where he needs to be in our life. And you see, let me give you this. So Job didn't stop there. It was a great battle for his faith. And they battled, man. They've been battling. And I think about people in the church when I read this. I think about people in my life that I know has been through battles. Man, they've been through battles in this church. And I think about the baby over here, Landry, and I think about that battle that's going on. I mean, that baby's going to be okay in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim victory. But I want you to know that ain't only for her, but that battle's for your faith. It's for your faith. It's for what God's going to do in your life. And all the way through this building, there's people that has had to battle great faith. And they say, the doctor says this, and people say this, but God, what do you say? God, what do you say? Am I done? Am I washed up? Am I out? God, what do you say? And God says, I'm not done with you. I'm still writing your story. Until you draw that last breath, he's still writing your story. But I seen something else when he got here. He said, hey, have you considered? He said, have you considered the great battle of your faith? Have you considered when you fight and fuss with people, it ain't, you know, most time it ain't physical, it's spiritual. Most times it's Satan just throwing punches. Throwing punches the way they need to be thrown. It's not only a great battle for your faith, but I want to show you this in chapter number 2. There's a great building of your faith. When you've went through a battle, there'll be a building block that'll step every time. When you win that battle, I'm not talking about stepping closer to salvation. You're saved, you're saved. Amen? I mean, you're saved. Ain't nothing you can do, but I'm talking about just stepping up that ladder a little bit more stepper. Lord, I'm right where you'd have me to be. I won that battle, and I said, Satan, get away in the name of Jesus. I didn't curse him. I said, naked I come in, and naked I go out. Hey, the good Lord, he giveth, and he taketh away. He said, but I want you to know I've battled out, and I'm fixing to build here. Look what he says in chapter number 2 tonight. He said there was a great battle for his faith, but there's a great building for his faith as well. Chapter number 2 in verse number 3, we get the same image over again. Maybe here tonight you've been battling, and you think it's worth giving up tonight. Maybe that's on you tonight. You think, hey, man, I've battled long enough. I've been in this too. I'm battled long enough. I'm ready to give up, get out, and get completely out of the way. That battle's for a building that's going on in your life. Look what he says in Job chapter number 2 in verse number 3. And the Lord said unto Satan, there it is again, hast thou considered my servant Job? Man, oh, Job can't get out of the heat. Man, I'm telling you, oh, have you ever felt like you can't get out of the heat? God, I don't want this battle. I'm minding my own business. You can be sitting at home in that leather wore-out recliner minding your own business. Eating pops with no milk. Well, I love that, Brother Lee Markham. It don't set as heavy. 10:30 at night, it don't set as heavy if you leave the milk off. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. And you got your hands in that bag and you just eating them up and the phone rings and you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, Lord, no. I ain't done nothing. I'm sitting here minding my own business. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Once again, I face Satan this morning. And I've battled him, Brother Garrett, all the day long. and in my weakness, and in my weakness, and in my despair, I cried out. This afternoon, I want to ask you, if you've been battling long enough, it's time to start building on top of that battle and cry out to God. Look what he says here in Job chapter number 2 and verse number 3. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, he didn't cuss you when you took all that, but you do skin for skin. Just do skin for skin. Start messing with his body. Start getting even more personal. You know what Satan will do for you? He'll take some things, but he'll just want to get personal. He said this. He said, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yeah, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But pour forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, here's that word again, behold, he is in thy hand, but you can't touch his life. That's Detroit slang, but save his life. He's in your hands, but you just can't take his life. Folks, I don't know what gates of hell is going to come against you this week, but you remember this, if you're born again, you may lose everything you've got, and you may be going through a fire like you ain't never seen, but it can't touch your soul. That's worth it all. It's a great battle for his faith, but here we see the great building of his faith. He says skin for skin there in verse, if you look there in verse number 3 and 4, he said skin for skin. He is in thy hand, he said, but save his life. And then them bulls start coming up, and he lost his fortune. He's lost his health at this time. He's lost everything, and he's got big bulls. If you're going over here into verse number 7, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with a sore bulls from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. There's not a place on his body that's not covered with bulls. There's not a place on his body that don't feel pain, that don't feel what God, the wrath of Satan has come upon him. He's allowed this to come on him, and he said, I can't take no more. What you going to do now? Are you just going to curse God and die? Are you going to give up when you get sick? No, my friends, you're going to finish to the end. Amen? And I love what he says here. Not only was he battling for his faith, but he was building that faith. Look what he says here. He says here when he got here, and he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. You know why he sat down among the ashes? He didn't have nothing else to offer. Satan took everything he had to offer. He didn't have no money to offer. He didn't have no lambs to offer. He didn't have no camels. He didn't have no oxen. All he had left was Job. That's all he had left. All he had left was Job. And you know what Job did? Job said, if that's all that's left, I'm just going to get right down there in that fire. I'm just going to get right down there, Brother Jake, if that's all that's left. He got down in that old fire, and I want you to know them boils was coming up, and they was everywhere. And the Bible says he started scraping them off. Friends, I don't know what's going on in your life tonight, what's holding you back, what's hindering you, but whatever it is tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, scrape it off tonight. Get it off you tonight. Rebuke that off of you in the name of Jesus tonight. Hey, don't worry about stuff that you can't do nothing about tonight. Hey, don't worry about stuff. Hey, you scrape that off and let God have his way in your life. When you start battling for Jesus tonight, I want you to know there'll come a building in your life tonight. He's going to build you up. He's not going to let you stay that way. But I seen something here when he started building his faith. He had lost it all, and the only thing he had left at this point besides his own soul was his wife. Only thing he had left, the one that his encourager, his lover, the one he loved, man, it's his wife. He said, how do you know he loved? They had 10 kids together. Hello. I hope he loved her. That's one of my amen moments there. Amen. Oh, gosh. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Y'all know. Anyway, let's go on. Where am I at? Yeah, okay. It was a great battle for his faith, and we see that building of his faith. And he got to that place, and the one person that's supposed to have his back, that one person in the ministry that's supposed to have his back that loves him, when everybody else talks about him, she loves him. When everybody else thinks bad about him, she loves him. When everybody else is talking, she still loves him. But I see what happens here. And then said his wife unto him. In verse, look at this in verse number 9. We're talking about he's battling for his faith. He's got one person left on his side, he thinks, and that's his wife. One person left on his side. Right now you may think, I ain't got nobody left but one person. You ain't even got that. All you got is God and God alone. Who's your faith in? Is your faith in your partner? Is your faith in your children? Or is your faith in God? Folks, this is, I'm being serious with you tonight now. Listen here. And then said his wife unto him. We're talking about he done, hey, this faith done been battled. Man, he's been broken. He's been beaten. And now he comes to a place where he's trying to build himself. He's done got down, scraping his soul. He said, I'll sacrifice myself. Lord God, protect me. Look what he says. And then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? The one that's supposed to have his back says this in the very next breath. Won't you just curse God and die? Boy, that's an encourager, ain't it? That's a builder-upper. Boy, that's one that you can just count on right there. Look what he said here when he's trying to build his faith up. He comes to the one that he knew that would stand beside him, and she said, curse God and die. Well, I don't want to see him in that shape no more, preacher. I don't want to see him in that shape no more. Where's healing at? Job, I know you eat up with boils, and I know you eat slap up. It looks like eternity's waiting on you. I tell you what, I ain't going to pray for you. Just, won't you just go ahead and die? Folks, tonight, if there's breath in that lung, don't give up on them. If there's breath in that lung, don't give up on them. You say, well, you don't know what they done, preacher. It don't matter what they done. God loves them too. God loves them too. There's a building of your faith going on because you've been battling. But look what he says here. But he said unto her, hey, he should have done cussed God. Satan said he's going to cuss you. He should have done cussed him right here. But look what he says. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. So that tells me there's some more of them been talking foolish mess too. There's somebody else out there that's been talking that old foolish junk too. Hey, it might be best. Maybe they don't whisper to her. You need to tell your husband it's time just to go on and curse God and die. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't really tell him. I don't want to tell him how bad it really is. Let me tell somebody. And if you don't mind, will you go tell him for me? They said, who is they? They said that you need, who is they? You ever wonder who they is? They don't never show up, but they always send somebody else. They don't never show up, but they always send somebody else. And they always knows the best outcome. They all know ways, they all know ways knows what's best for your life. They do. Well, if I was you, I'd tell you what I'd do. But you ain't me. If I was you, I'd tell you what I'd do, but you ain't me. If I was you, I'd tell you I'd do this right here and right now. But hello, you ain't me. And Job told his wife here, he said, you sound like all them other women. Where are you at? There's some men in here tonight, and there's some women in here tonight. You may be asking yourself, and where are you at? You telling me what I ought to do, where are you at? Tell you where I'm at. I'm at the house of God tonight. You know why I'm here on a Sunday night? Because in our church and our ordinances and everything we do, we said we're going to meet Sunday night and Wednesday. I'm going to respect what we said we're going to do. If we said we was only going to meet on Sunday morning, we'd preach on Sunday morning, we'd go to the house, wouldn't come back the rest of the week. But we said we're going to do that and we assemble as a church. There's a battle for your faith tonight, and there's a building of your faith. And she said this. So won't you just go ahead and curse God and die? And I want to show you what Job told his wife when she said, just curse God and die. In the world we live in, that may not be the wife saying that. That may be the husband saying that to the wife in the day and time we live in. Can I say something to you tonight? Your greatest encourager besides our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost should be your spouse. There's not a man in this room more to go to work and confine in another woman. She ain't yours and she ain't none of your business. Keep your business to yourself. There's not a woman in this room more to go to work and confine into another man. He's not yours and he ain't none of your business and he don't need to know your business. That's between you, the spouse, not the public. He said, let me tell you what I'm going to do, woman. I'm going to tell you how we're going to put this. Look what he said here. He said, I want you to know I've been battling and I've been trying to build. And look what he says here. Verse number 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaking. What? He stopped there with a question to her. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? God's blessed us more than we could ever imagine. God's gave us a family. He's gave us friends. He's gave us finances. And now they've slipped away, and you think we should just curse him now? What he says here, Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. With all this, A-L-L, a little old word I couldn't spell in kindergarten. They say we're going to do three-letter words, three letters, A-L-L, and I'd put A-L. But Job said in all this, he did not sin with his lips. This afternoon, as your pastor, I want you to know there is a great battle for your faith. If you don't believe me, just look at the church here. There's stuff trying to pull us apart every which way you can turn. Well, I didn't know nothing about it, preacher. Your head's got to be in the sand. I didn't know there's a battle going on at the church. Every church is in battle. The church is in battle. The church is in battle mode. There's a great battle for your faith. There's a great building of his faith. And when you get to the place that you battle and you build, you can be like old brother Job. You can have great boldness with your faith. Turn with me, if you will, to Job chapter 19 tonight, and we'll close with this. Job chapter number 19, and verse number 25. Job woke up whatever morning that was, and he had no clue that he was going to lose it all. It could have been a Monday morning. Who knows? He had no idea he was going to lose it all. It could have been a Tuesday morning, he was going to lose it all. It could have been a Wednesday morning. Job woke up and he was eat up with boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Preacher, now what you going to do? We're going to see what Job done. I don't know what will happen to you this week or in the future. I don't know. But my prayer is this: no matter what comes your way, you stay strong in what God's called you to do. You stay strong in what God has called you to do. When you've battled and you've built your way through the name of Jesus Christ, he's give you liberty to overcome. Where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom. And he's give you the liberty and the ability to not curse and not do these things, but to stand for what God has called you to do. You can be like old brother Job here, and you can have boldness like never before. He's holding a baby over there, amen. We prayed for that baby. I like a church with babies in it, don't you? I love babies. I love babies' daddies. I love babies' mamas. I just love babies, don't you? Here it is. Let's finish out. Oh, there's some might not like babies. That's why we have to do that. What? Oh, yeah, some don't like babies. They distract. They discourage. They get my traction off. Don't get off. The great boldness of his faith. Let me give it to you in Job 19, verse 25. Job didn't know what was going to go on, but hast thou considered? We see the great boldness of his faith. In Job 19, 25, after all that's happened to Job, Job says, for I know. He didn't know that morning he woke up he was going to lose it all, and you don't know neither. He didn't know the morning he woke up he was going to have boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He had no idea. But after everything Job's been through, Job 19, 25, Job stands and he says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job said, I don't know a lot of things, but one thing this I do know, for I know. Apostle Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Hey, Job said here, I don't know his resurrection. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth. I want you to get this, no matter what goes on in this week, you remember, for I know my Redeemer liveth. Oh, Job was prophesying, boys. He was prophesying of what's going on. He said, for I know. Hey, Jesus ain't even come yet. But he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And he said, I know that he's going to stand in the latter days. This afternoon, I want to give you this. There's got to be a boldness in your faith, no matter what comes your way, that you can say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Man don't take care of you. God takes care of you. Listen to me tonight. God takes care of you. I've seen some people make some bold moves that I wouldn't have made. And I've made some that most people wouldn't have made. But I know when I make that move, it ain't man taking care of me, it's God taking care of me. I know that it ain't man taking care of me, it's God taking care of me. Come up here and share something. Come here, Brandon. You just killed me to share this. Come on up here. Come on up here. Just go ahead and shoot me now. I'm dead, boys. I want to talk about God taking care of me. And I'm going to be quick with this, I promise. I want her to share something she shared with my daughter this week that a lot of you may not know. The reason why we come to this church, the reason we felt God leading us here and it was no mistake, and what she had woke up to in a vision, because me and her both didn't know if we wanted to come to Union Chapel 8 years ago. And we let God lead us through every bit of it. And I want you to know that was a battle at a time in our faith. It was a battle. But it was a building spot in our faith. And it took boldness to step out. And I just want her to shoot and share it a whole lot better than I can.
Well, I'm a scaredy cat, and I do not like change. And I don't like to talk in front of people. But I was just talking to Kaylee the other day, and I was telling her about it. And I figured she'd done heard us and knew about it, you know, but when the Lord had called BJ into preaching, it was like he was constantly being used in Mississippi and in other places way off. And I said, Lord, please don't move us from Detroit, Alabama. I've got a job in Seligent. My daughter's going to go to school in Seligent. I don't like change. Please don't move us, you know. And I just knew we were going to go way north Mississippi or way, way off and have to move. And so we knew several churches and pulpit committees and everything was just looking at BJ, and I was like, you know, and plus I didn't want to leave our youth at Detroit, you know, and I just didn't want change. But we had been praying and fasting, and I had asked God, God has to just verbally talk to me, but then I'm like, God, you know, that scares me too, so just speak to me, but don't show up and speak to me, you know, because I'm a scaredy cat. But I had woke up one morning, and it was 3:21 a.m., and I thought, well, that's weird, and I was just wide awake, and I laid there for a little bit, and then I went to praying and stuff, and I fell back to sleep. Well, then the next morning, I woke up again at 3:21, and I said, Lord, that is just so scary. You know, what's going on at 3:21? Why 3:21? And I didn't wake BJ up. I told him the next morning, I said, I woke up at 3:21 a.m., and I don't know why. I said, and that's the second time I did that. And I said, I wonder what's going on, you know. And, you know, forgetting that I'd done told the Lord to speak to me, tell me. And the third morning, I woke up again, 3:21 a.m. So I hit BJ, and I said, I don't know what's going on, but I woke up again at 3:21. Is something going to happen? What's going to happen, you know? And I didn't realize it until later. The Lord said, you know, he had to hit me on the head. And he was like, 3:21, go. 3:21, go. And he had to do it three times because I am so stubborn. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he had to tell me, it's okay, go, you know. And that was my security. And that was when I knew that this is where we needed to be.
Amen. Amen. She shares it. I have her to tell you that because I know you'll believe that. And I tell you that to tell you this before we leave and go home. God doesn't do that in my life, that he would not do that in your life. He doesn't speak to me in a special way that he won't speak to you. He'll speak to you in the same way. That's the God we serve. This afternoon, I don't know what's been battling in your faith that's got you all shook up. But it may be. I don't know. I told you when I started, I don't know everything. But it may be that God said, have you considered so-and-so? He don't still do that. The Bible's the Bible. The Bible's the Bible, okay? You may be battling right now and you don't know why you're battling. It could not be nothing you've done. It could be because you're so faithful in what God's called you to do and you're walking that walk and you're trying to be obedient that he said, have you considered, put your name in there. Have you considered, put your name in there. There's a battle going on right now in our lives. And then you won that battle through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you say, I don't know why another one's coming, why it keeps coming. He says, have you considered, put your name in there. Now he's trying to build that faith. You know why he's wanting you to battle and he's wanting you to build and show how weak I am, but how strong he is. See, every time Job overcome, it wasn't because of his own strength, it's because he called on the name of the Lord. Every time he won, it's because he said, the Lord liveth. He's doing that because there's going to come a day in your life that you may have everything stripped away. Let me rephrase that. There's going to come a day in your life everything will be stripped away. There's going to come a day that you're going to lay in front of this church and you'll be in a casket. You're going to be there, you'll be laying there. And the only thing that will matter at that time, it won't matter how you treated your neighbor. It won't matter that you paid your bills on time or your bank account's full. Only thing that will matter at that time is what you did with Jesus Christ. If you ask Him into your heart, made Him your personal Lord and Savior, and He says, well, what I'm doing that in your life is because I want you to be bold when that day comes. I don't want you to be scared. I don't want you to be fretful. I want you to be able to say this, for I know. For I know my Redeemer liveth. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know this, my Redeemer liveth. Have thou considered? Have you been wondering why you're going through what you're going through? A lot of times we put all that on old Satan. God never promised it to be a heyday. And He never promised it all be perfect and peachy and wonderful. But He did promise this, I'll never leave thee and I'll never forsake you. This afternoon, if you say, preacher, oh man, I'm weak. What about saying, Lord God, give me boldness to battle through that I can build for you what you've called me to be. Folks, He's building you in these earthen vessels. He's poured His Spirit into you to build you up, to be a testimony for all to see. And this afternoon, on the authority of God's Word, He's done that because He's battling for your faith. He's building that faith up so there'll come a day in your life you'll be bold in the face of adversity. Tonight, I ask you a question. Hast thou considered? Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. Lord God, I believe a lot of times we don't consider where the battle's coming from. Lord God, we wouldn't think that you would allow a battle to come to our life. But the Bible says it does. Lord, when the disciples went out onto the water, you said that you constrained them to get into the ship. Father God, you knew the storm was going to be out there. Father, you're our Savior because you know there's storms in our life. You're our Savior because you knew there was sin in our life. And we need to be forgiven and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I ask you tonight, just as my wife has just stood there and gave that testimony. Lord, whoever's battling tonight and whoever's trying to build back and let God build them in a mighty way, I pray they have boldness to move when you speak on them. Maybe tonight you're speaking on somebody. And I pray they have boldness to step out. Come to this altar and talk to you tonight. Father, I just want to thank you right now for what a loving spirit that's in this place tonight. How free it is. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. I ask you to stand as we sing a